Video: Michigan officers handling some calls by phone amid climbing gas prices. By Amy Furr on June 10, 2022. A Michigan law enforcement agency is responding to non-urgent calls over the phone as it suffers from high gas prices, informing citizens of the move on social media. Isabella County Sheriff Michael Main wrote in the now-deleted post the agency was feeling the pain at the gas pump along with the rest of the country, the New York Post reported on Friday. "We have exhausted what funds were budgeted for fuel with several months to go before the budget reset," the sheriff explained on Tuesday. "I have instructed the deputies to attempt to manage whatever calls are acceptable over the phone," he added, then explained the calls would be those that were non-life-threatening or not in progress. "I want to assure the community that safety is our primary goal," he noted, and said the agency would still respond in person to calls in progress with active suspects. Meanwhile, fuel prices skyrocketed to a record high for the 13th consecutive day, coming in at $4.98, according to AAA data. As Breitbart News reported Friday, Biden has waged a war on American energy. He has driven up private and public financing costs of oil drilling, halted drilling on public lands, and canceled the Keystone Pipeline. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, however, blamed the coronavirus and the Ukrainian war for the price spikes. Trump warned voters that if Biden won the 2020 election, the price of gas would reach at least $7 per gallon. "If Biden got in, you'd be paying $7, $8, $9. Then they'd say get rid of your car." The Isabella County Sheriff's Office told WNEM it would surpass its allotted $40,000 for fuel very soon, the outlet said Wednesday. "I anticipate that in that fiscal 23 budget process we will be building in more dollars into the fuel line across all county budgets," Nicole Frost, the Isabella County Administrator Controller, explained. "A majority of voters think President Joe Biden's administration is allowing gas costs to climb in order to force citizens into using less fossil fuel," according to a recent Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey.